And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Our colleague Christine Thomas will be with us in just a few minutes.
The first is a reminder that the phone volunteers have gone home for the fall.
We have.
This was our fall fundraiser, on our fall fundraiser. But we're still going to nudge you to make some contributions this evening, because this fundraiser, we've counted everything that's come in through all of October, and there's still hours left in October.
Yeah, more than four.
So we are going to send you to the web, supportkuaf.com, and you can make your contribution there.
That's right. That's all we're doing.
We did send
the phone volunteers home, yes.
Easy peasy. The growing population of our area has resulted in lots of great new organizations and activities. Organizations and activities that you probably hear about here on KUAF and probably here on Ozarks at Large. Public radio is one of the few electronic media that still broadcasts community announcements. Our local news magazine, Ozarks at Large, shines a very bright light on many area organizations and their activities every day. We also promote fundraising events for local groups, and KUAF listeners respond. I can't tell you how many times, Kyle, you've told me or I've told you that somebody has come up to us and said they had a full house or they had more people, and people that were there said that they were there because they heard about it here on KUAF.
Right. Absolutely.
So maybe you volunteer or work at a local organization that benefits from the exposure provided by KUAF. Or maybe you've discovered a great organization and enjoyed attending fundraising events that you heard about on KUAF. Another great community cause we'd like you to support is public radio. Your support of KUAF this year means we can continue shining that light on other organizations and events in the years to come.
And you can support KUAF in the amount of your choosing by going to supportkuaf.com. We help spread the word about so many things that are happening, from classical music concerts to the work that nonprofits are doing to people who come into town to speak on a university campus. We try to tell you about as many of those things as we can. And that's one of our missions at Ozarks at Large and throughout the day on KUAF through our public service announcements.
So think of your contribution to KUAF as an investment in your community. You're investing not only in something that will continue to educate and entertain you, but your neighbors and the other people that live in this community. And by perhaps better educating people, we can create a better community.
That's what I think we all want.
I think so.
And you can help us do that. Thanks for your continued support. There is still time during this on-air fundraiser to support us online. The web address is easy to remember.
It's supportkuaf.com.
And from all of us at Ozarks at Large and KUAF and your fellow listener contributors,
thank you.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. 11, the restaurant at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, serves modern American comfort food with an Ozarks twist. Wednesday and Friday evenings offer Culture Hour from 5 to 7 with drinks, live music, and dinner until 9 p.m., featuring a monthly chef's menu. Dinner reservations are suggested. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org.
The field vying for the Republican nomination to fill Tim Griffin's Arkansas 2nd Congressional District seat widened this week, with State Representative Ann Clemmer officially entering the race. Clemmer of Benton says she is a candidate willing to fight through vetoes, as she did in the legislative session to help pass a voter ID law in Arkansas and greater restrictions on abortion. However, Clemmer took a different tone when she was asked about the recent government shutdown.
I would probably want to be on the side of advising my colleagues not to start a fight they don't see in a victorious end to. I think I shared with my class that I remember the prior government shutdown, and I didn't think it ended all that well, and I was not extremely supportive of the shutdown, to say the least.
Clemmer's entry into the 2nd District Republican race follows announcements this week by Little Rock banker French Hill and retired Colonel Conrad Reynolds.
The number of cases of whooping cough in Arkansas has more than doubled from a year ago. Dr. Gary Wheeler with the Arkansas Department of Health says at this time last year, there were 141 reported cases. And so far this year, there are 342.
This is not a unique pattern to Arkansas. We're seeing this across the country. And the patterns of increase are occurring in different regions at different times. But we have clearly seen a huge upswing in the number of cases in children in elementary school and adolescents.
Dr. Wheeler says there is a lot of speculation as to why whooping cough, also known as pertussis, is on the rise. He says the pertussis vaccine was changed a few years ago, and it could be that its protection may not be as long-lasting as was originally thought.
The United Way of Northwest Arkansas yesterday announced its receipts of annual emergency food and shelter appropriations from the federal government. The money is appropriated at the federal level by a national board chaired by the Emergency Food and Shelter Board Program and is distributed to local boards to help expand socioeconomic emergency food and shelter programs rather than disaster-related programs. In the appropriation, Benton County will receive just more than $64,800. Carroll County will receive almost $7,700. Madison County, $4,100, and programs in Washington County will receive almost $5,900. Recipients of the funds will be determined by the local board, which will include organizations like the United Way, Salvation Army, and other charitable organizations. To apply for the funds, organizations must be private, voluntary nonprofits or governmental units, have an accounting system, practice non-discrimination, and have a proven track record of delivering emergency food or shelter programs. Deadline to apply is November 5th. For more information, you can contact the United Way at 750-1221.
Walking and biking trails in Fort Smith got a boost yesterday from the Walton Family Foundation. The group gave a $1 million matching grant to the city of Fort Smith, allowing for construction of a two-mile stretch of the River West Trail extending from River Park to the Rice Cardin Levee Trail. We'll have more ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
And mostly clear tonight, not bad for trick-or-treating. Lows will be in the upper 30s in northwest Arkansas, mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, the quintessential autumn day, highs from 67 to 72. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows from 37 to 42.